builders rejected, the same has become the cornerstone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the Friday of the second week of Lent, with the commemoration in the last Gospel of the feast of St. Peter's chair at Antioch. St. Peter first ruled the Church of Antioch before the Holy Ghost summoned him to Rome, where he set up his cathedra, or his teaching chair, his authority. And it was at Antioch that the church first received the name of Christians. Before that, remember, they had been called the Way, or the followers of the Way, because our Lord says, I am the Way. Today we also honor the Lenten devotional feast of the Holy Shroud of our Lord, the little shrine that's there. That's the shroud that they sell in the Holy Land, and the devout Easterners would have one of those, and they're buried with that over them that symbolizes being buried in the Holy Shroud of Christ. In today's Gospel, our Lord just tells the story as the Scripture does, already in the Old Testament story of Joseph, of the coming of the Son and of the other brothers. In this case, in the Gospel, it's the story of the jealousy of the Jews who reject the Son and resolve, as in the lesson, to put the Son to death. Then there comes a very interesting part, especially in consideration of how our Lord set up the church to be ruled by St. Peter and his legitimate successors, and how St. Peter is the rock, our Lord says in Matthew's Gospel, today's last Gospel, on which he will build his church. He says, haven't you ever read in Scripture, the rock which the builders rejected, the same has become the cornerstone? Anyone who runs against this is going to trip and fall, and anyone on whom it falls will be crushed. The French have a saying, qui meurt du pape en meurt. He who eats the Pope dies. That, in other words, you can't go against the Pope, because the Pope is the vicar of Christ. This is a great truth of the Catholic faith, which so many of our own people, because of the heresies of the day, never heard of or forget about or consider of little account, and then they fall away from that part of the faith, which means they fall into some kind of a heresy or a schism. No, just as we must honor our Lord, we must honor all of his legitimate successors. So if there is a Pope, you must obey him, as is often taught in this church at least. And if there is not, well, then he's a terrible usurper and he must be fought against and exposed. And we must oppose him with all of our might and all of our main. The rock, otherwise we would trip on it and fall, or if it falls on us, it would crush us. But our Lord rather means that we should have a rock, that is to say, a stable, firm foundation for the whole of our faith. There will always be jealousy. There will always be the movement stirred up by human pride, at which the devil is really the source, against church authority. This tremendous desire for liberty and of independence. That's the whole story of the movements against the church, the early heresies, the heresy of Martin Luther, Protestantism, liberalism, and modernism. There's always this constant flow. Yet our Lord promises us that he is with us all days, even unto the consummation of the world. On this Lenten Friday, when we consider all of the hatred and the jealousy that was stirred up against Christ, already prophesied in the Old Testament, and spoken about in the New, and seen in his passion and death, and also all the hatred and jealousy against the vicar of Christ down throughout the ages, and all of the confusion concerning the rock on which the church is founded, especially today, let us say a little prayer for all of those who don't or will not understand about the problem of the Pope, and pray that this stone will not cause them to trip, nor will this rock fall on them and trip them, but may they be faithfully fed, one of the sheep, in the flock and the true sheepfold of our Lord. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.